have jobs. I thank the Lord for each one of you to have a job, because I know we're living in a tough economy, but I know the Lord is real. And thank God that listen, there is no economic situation in heaven. God said, I can do it, and He can still do it. Amen. God said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. There's different ones that come and ask me to pray for jobs, and praise the Lamb of God, they're getting jobs. And that's the reason some are not here today, because they're working.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord. I know one lady come and prayed. She was so desperate, said, I need a job. God give her two. She's working both of them. Hallelujah. And isn't God amazing? God is so amazing, hallelujah, about what He does for us. You know why? Because we continue to bless the Lord in our obedience and giving. And God said, I'll open up the windows of heaven. That ain't what I say. This is what God says, and God will bless us as we continue to worship Him with our giving. Our ushers are coming down at this time. Praise the Lamb of God. It ain't time to preach, but I could. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah. God just continues to bless us, and I'm so thankful for the blessings of God. Nothing that we do, it's all about Him. Amen? It's all about the Lord. Heavenly Father, today we're so thankful once again for such a time as this. God, as we look around and see devastation, we see chaos, but I'm so thankful there's still peace upon the face of the earth, because we that know the Lord, we that know Him as our Savior, there's peace that passes all understanding. And I'm so glad that we could stand in a chaotic world and know there's peace in our heart because of Jesus. Hallelujah. This day, bless our offering. God bless those that give today. Bless those, Lord, that they continue to give to Your precious work. And I just pray that You will touch and continue, Lord, to bless and to move. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Titanium and plastic hip.
And if it wasn't for that, I don't know where I'd be even today. I'd probably be in a wheelchair because I couldn't survive the way I was going. But they replaced my right hip. I got a complete right hip replacement. A lot of you don't know that. You know it now. But it's just been, what, 13 years ago that I had that done. And I just thank the Lord that God heals in so many different ways. And I tell people, I accept God's healing no matter how God wants to do it. If it's through medicine, if it's through surgery, if it's a miracle, I still believe in miracles. Amen? I believe God is on the throne, and God's still working. Praise His wonderful, wonderful name. There's a seriousness in the world today. That we're living in the most chaotic world that we've seen in a long, long time, not only here in our country, but across the world. We see things taking place around the world, and we may look and say, it's a scary time. It is a fearful time. But, you know, I look at it, this is the greatest time that the Christian needs to be living a life that their light can be shown and can shine in this dark, dismal world that we're living in. This is the most awesome time to be living. And I believe, even with the message God has laid upon my heart for this morning, I preached this message last Sunday night, and this is the second time in my entire ministry that I've done this, that I have re-preached a message. I generally don't do that, but someone come to me after church Sunday night and said, you need to preach that again Sunday morning. So I begin to pray and ask God about it, and God led me back to this, the five time periods of the end time. But I'm going a different route this morning. There's some things I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to take time to read that this before I get into the scripture, because I went online and told you about the Prophecy News Watch that I go into and I look, and they keep up with a lot of different things. And don't get worried, don't get upset. I'm not reading all this. I've just got just some different paragraphs that I'm going to be reading from these. But I was just looking at the concern around the world and the way things seem to be lining up and the way things are happening in our world today. I began to look, and I went on this website and I began to download some stuff and look at. And I want you to listen, because we're living in the last times, folks. We're living, and it's so close that Christ is about to come get to church. And if we're not careful, we get complacent. We think, well, it's not happened yet. It's going to be many years. I don't know when Christ is coming, but I do know that I can read the Bible. I watch the news, and I see things happening. And I go on this website because a lot that's on this website will never make the evening news or the night news. It will never make prime time, because people are not concerned about this. There are some things I found on this website I want you to listen to. It says, concern over massive China naval buildup. It says, China's current naval force is over 300 surface ships, submarines, amphibious ships, and missile armed patrol craft is rapidly expanding, the report says. According to the report, China beginning build or launch more than 60 naval ships and vessels last year. And a similar number of warships are under construction and will be deployed in 2015. So they put out 60 ships last year, brand new ones, and they said they're going to do 60 again this year. We look at the bear, Big Bear and Little Bear, and China is one of those. And we see they're building their naval forces up. That's not going to make the headline news, but this is the signs of the time that you and I are living in, and we see what's happening, and we need to take notice what's happening. Russian Iran missile deal, major threat to Middle East. Middle East regional instability is set to worsen after Russia's lifting of its ban on delivery of advanced S-300 air defense missile systems to Iran. Russia's decision on April 13th, all this happened last month, in April of this year. April 13th, the lifted ban is a highly dangerous development which might well further destabilization in the Middle East and has serious potential to spark new conflicts happening this month. Israeli officials, Iran massively ramping up arming of Hezbollah in preparation for major assault on Israel. Senior Israeli officials warned on Monday, on April 16th, Monday evening, that over the last few weeks, Iran has considerably stepped up its operations to arm Hezbollah in order to prepare its terrorist proxy for a large-scale conflict with Israel. Now, we see this happening, you know, now. We see it taking place now. Iran has also been attempting to establish a new front for Hezbollah with Israel on the Golan Heights, linking it to the existing one of in southern Lebanon, according to the report. Happening last month. April 14th. Global survey ranks most and least religious countries in the world. A global survey by Wynn Gallup International has ranked the most and least religious countries in the world, with the UK ranking among the least. In the United States, only 56% of respondents said they were religious, right here in the United States. The UK joined countries such as Czech Republic, Sweden, Japan, and China on the least religious list, with only 30% of Britons describing themselves as religious, while 53% say they are not religious and 13% said that they are atheists. Morocco, Georgia, not state, but the country Georgia, Bangladesh, Armenia, Thailand, up on the list, countries where people most often describe themselves as religious. From the worldwide total, 63% of the people who answered the survey said they were religious. 22% said they were not religious. 11% identified as convicted atheists, and 4% did not answer. In the United States, 56% of respondents claim that they are religious, compared to 33% who said they were not, and only 6% who chose to identify themselves as atheists. What's wrong and what's happening in our country if 56% of the Christians would speak up? I don't think we would see what's happening in our country, but I think we need to get a backbone and we need to stand up for what is right. Over half of our country say we're religious. I think we need to stand up for our religious rights. Day after day, we see our government do away with our religious rights. It's amazing what we've seen in a local area. The principal of Manchester High School, which Pat and I graduated from that high school quite a few years ago, but they had a religious group, which they give this group permission to be on school property to have a religious organization. And the thing about it, a Christian organization, and what do Christians do when they meet? We pray. We read the Bible. And this guy got up in this religious meeting, or Christian meeting, which they had given permission for them to have it on school property, and they released him because he prayed. What's happening in our country? I tell you what's happening. Jesus is about to come back. What's happening into the world? Jesus is about to return. Now, most of you know Jonathan Cahn. Do you know who I'm talking about? He wrote the Harbinger and the what's that other book? Shemitah? Yeah, the book. But listen to this. I'm going to read this, and I got plenty of time. Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and inspiration behind the Isaiah 19 judgment movie on Wednesday, smacked down the Supreme Court's assumption that it has the authority to redefine marriage. You know, right now, before the Supreme Court, they are listening to a case that they may make this whole country that people of the same sex may get married. It's before the Supreme Court now. Khan's comments followed the hearing in the Supreme Court, where the justices heard arguments on whether the U.S. government would mandate recognition of homosexual marriage across this country or not. The justices of the Supreme Court took their seats and whether they should strike down the biblical and historic definition of marriage. He said that the event should even take place is a sign that this America of morning a nation is at war against its own foundation.
Amen.
Washington's warning, now this is George Washington, was the smiles of heaven can never be accepted on a nation that regards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself hath ordained. He noted the Supreme Court opens its sessions with these words. I did not know this. They open their sessions. Every time the Supreme Court opens a session, it says this: God save the United States and this honorable court. If this court should overrule the word of God and strike down the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself ordained, how then will God save it?
Amen.
He asks, justices, can you judge the ways of God? There is another court and there's another judge where all men and all judges will give an account. A nation's high court should pass judgment. Could pass judgment on the Almighty, should you then be surprised God will pass judgment on the court and that nation? We are doing that which Israel did on the altars of Baal, he said. We, listen to this, we are exchanging our light for darkness. The comments came at the 2015 Washington, a man of prayer service at the U.S. Capitol, an event that was live streamed online. The service is in effect by Reverend Dan Cummings to return prayer to the Capitol building where generations of Washingtonites worshipers worship God under an open doors policy. Washington, President Washington, a man of prayer, commemorates the event of April 30, 1789, when after being sworn in at the Federal Hall, President Washington, accompanied by Congress, proceeded to St. Paul's Chapel, where they offered dedicated prayers to God in divine service on America's behalf. Honorary hope for this week, and it gives senators that they were there. Many members of Congress even participated, but when Kahn took the speaker's podium, the warnings were loud and clear. He said America's biblical foundation was affirmed throughout history, and the nation came into existence solely for the glory and purposes of God. And I believe that with all my heart. The United States is here for his. It was a divine call of God. No historian can rewrite that. No president can expunge that, he wrote. If 1,000 angels swore 1,000 Bibles that this was not the case, it would in no way alter the fact. America was brought into existence for the will and purposes of God.
Amen.
He explained, ancient Israel turned away from God. They drove God out of the government. What have we done? We drove God out of the government. They began to worship idols and serve other gods. What's happened to America? We brought all these different religions into the world, and there are people worshiping other gods right here in the United States. We have Muslims, we have Buddhists, we have all these other gods that people are worshiping today, but we know that America was founded on the principles of Christianity. Yeah. We know that. He questioned what happened. When a leader places his left hand on the Bible to assume the highest office in the land, but his right hand enacts laws that violate the laws of God, we see that happening right here in our country.
Amen.
He went on to say, Mr. President, when you address the House, look up above the senators and the representatives, above the Supreme Court justices, you'll see a face, the only full visage on the wall. It is the face of Moses. And it would say this: no man can overrule the laws of God. No judgment of man can stand against the judgment of God.
Amen.
Where are we at today? America, he warned, is faced with a critical decision. This is a critical hour for the United States of America as we know America today.
Right.
Choose ye this day whom you serve.
Amen.
If the Lord be God, then follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And he simply says, follow him and go to hell. Simply what he says. Believers, he said, will not bow down our knees to Baal. The politically His wonderful, wonderful name. Hallelujah. It's amazing what's happening in our country today, not only around the world. And it seems as though if we're not careful, people that believe God, people that want freedom, that we've lived in freedom for over 200 years, we see it fastly coming to an end, folks. Our religious freedom, we've said, is being taken away day by day. They're making little rulings. It's amazing today. You go on a street corner today and begin to preach the word of God, you get locked up. Even in the schoolhouses, we see that you go in and even pray a prayer over the children. It's amazing what you see today. You will be dismissed. We see that happening in our land today. What's happening in America is that America is, and if we're not careful, we'll turn our backs on God Almighty. And when that happens, we're going to see the same thing happen to America that happened to Israel when they turned their back on God and begin to worship other gods. We see it, and we'll see it in America today. And it's a hard line to say, but folks, we're living in desperate times. If it's a time of you Christians, we need to pray like we've never prayed before. If you don't know Jesus today, now is the time to find him. Today is the day to find him, because we're about to face some stuff. I'm not a prophet. I'm just reading the word of God. I'm looking at the news. And it does not take a rocket scientist to figure out that we're headed down instead of up, folks. Our country is headed down because we have turned and continue to turn our back on God Almighty.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart that America was founded for the purpose of God. This country of ours has been a light in this lost and dying world for over 200 years. There has no country stood with a constitution such as ours this long in the history of mankind. You begin to go look into different countries that are a lot older than we are. They've had 4, 5, and 6 constitutions. Thank God right now, our constitution, even though it seems like this administration does not like our constitution, they're saying it's out of date. But the thing about it, folks, our constitution is still standing strong right now. If we need to pray for anything that happens in America, we need to pray that our constitution will stay like it is. Signs of the end of the age we're seeing. Spiritual deception and false messiahs. Wars, rumors of wars, international disturbance, natural disasters. Even Christians right here in America are being persecuted by civil and religious authority. We've seen that right here in America today.
Yes.
The preacher, it ain't happened in Thomaston, not yet. Not yet. There's more divided families in our nation today than there's ever been. Divided families. We have a government that promotes single family dwellings. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. We have people that have children out of wedlock so they get money. And they live it off this government. And the government adheres to it. The more kids you got, the more money you make. The more food stamps you get.
Amen.
I mean, let's just get down to where it is.
Amen.
We have lost. We are losing the fact. Back years ago, when I was growing up, it was a proud thing to get a job and work for the money you got every Friday. It was a proud thing. But today, no, sir, we want everything given to us. And people just don't want to work anymore. We're living in this time, and what's happening? We're close, very, very close. Listen to me. We're very, very close to communism in this country. You know what I'm saying? You go into a communist country. I've been to 2 communist countries. The government gives them everything.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
What is our country doing now? Give out programs. Don't pay for anything but give. They want to make 5 million illegal aliens in this country legal The first thing they're going to do is give them a Social Security card, and they're going to start drawing Social Security. They had not paid a dime into it. This is where we are, folks. We say, oh, it can keep going. No, it's not going to keep going. We're $17 trillion in debt. We might ought to begin to read up on our Chinese.
Amen.
You hear me? Because we are borrowing money from the Chinese government. And our great-grandchildren, if it continues to go, my great-granddaughter, if Jesus tarries his coming, is going to pay the bills that this administration has made because we want all these giveaway programs. Nobody has to work. No wonder there are thousands of people on the streets demonstrating because nobody has to work anymore. Can you hear me? The scripture talks about lawlessness.
Yes.
Have you ever seen such a time in our country? Now, most of us, how many of you remember the 60s and when they signed the civil rights? Listen, I'm not a racist, and I'm not preaching racist. I'm just preaching what I see. I'm preaching what I know, and I seen it. Even back in the 60s, it was not this bad. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I love everybody. There's a guy come to the house this week, he done a little work for me at the house, and he was an Afro-American. I say, I gave him one of my cards, and I got one of his cards. I say, where do you go to church at? Oh, I'm a member of so-and-so. Y'all have church on Sunday night? He said, no. I said, you're invited to come. Won't you and your wife come on over one Sunday night? I said, I got to do that, but he's a deacon in his church, but they don't have church Sunday night. I said, come on over. You're welcome.
Amen.
It's not that, but what we're seeing is people receiving from our government just like the communists do. We just don't call it that yet.
That's right.
Right there, there's nothing that's going to stop Christ from coming. He could come at any moment. What's about to happen in the very near future? I feel like in my heart that this is the second time period, the end of the church age. You know, when Christ comes, the trumpet of God sounds, and it says the dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those that remain will be changed in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, be caught up with Jesus in the air. He will not actually come set his foot on the ground. And you think it's bad now, wait till the church leaves.
Amen.
Wait until the church leaves. And then you'll begin to see destruction. Then you begin to see things that will begin to happen like never before. Because what's going to happen when the church is pulled out of this off this world and we go to heaven to be with Jesus? It's going to, you talking about calamity? You haven't seen calamity yet until the church is gone and God begins to pour his wrath out on this world. And we look at the seven seals, which is the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Seal number one is the rider on the white horse. It's the conqueror and conquest. It says the seal number two, the rider on the red horse, given power to take peace from the earth. You think it's bad now? Wait till peace is gone, folks. Wait till there's no peace left on this earth. Seal number three, the rider of the black horse. It says the wages, it's going to cost so much. It's going to be a great famine. Seal number four, the rider on the pale horse, is the seal of death. It says 1/4 of the world will die with wars, plagues, and beasts. 1/4. There's between 6 and 7 billion people on the face of the earth right now. 6 and 7. 1/4 of that is going to die. Seal number five. Beginning of tribulation, the great harvest. Saints are killed. You know, believe it or not, there's going to be people that miss the rapture. It's going to be on this earth still serving God. It's going to be the lukewarms. Lukewarm, those that thought they had it, but didn't know for sure they had it. Seal number six, the great earthquake. The sun is black, the moon is red. Wrath of God after a martyrdom. After we see this begin to take place in seal number six. Seal number seven, silence in heaven. It's about to get worse. It's about to get worse. Then comes the seven trumpets. This takes place also the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. Trumpet number one, hell and fire mixed with blood. Trumpet two, it says, meteorites will fall into the sea. 1/3 of the creatures die, 1/3 of all ships destroyed in the sea. Trumpet three, another meteorite hits just in the right spot to pollute 1/3 of all the rivers. Trumpet four, illuminating bodies of the heaven damaged, falling. It says the stars will fall. It's going to happen. It's going to be 16 hours of nighttime. 16 hours. Trumpet five, the abyss open. Ungodly, unholy angels commanded to torment unbelievers for 5 months. Trumpet six, 4 angels of death released to kill 1/3 of all the earth. Over 2/3 now dead on the face of the earth. 2/3 of the people are now dead. And can you imagine what it begins to smell like? Can you imagine what it begins to look like? Can you imagine being here trying to live? And the thing about it, there will be people on the earth trying to go about things as usual. After the church leaves, folks, after we leave, there's nothing going to be usual that goes on the face of this earth once we leave. Because devastation and destruction hits. And it's just amazing what's going to begin to happen. Trumpet seven, loud voices in heaven proclaiming God's sovereignty. Lightning, thunder, and hailstorms and earthquakes. Then we begin to see the bold judgment. They come the second 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Bowl number one is the painful sores. Bowl number two, the sea turns to blood. Now you got to remember, 1/3 of the creatures in the sea is already dead. 1/3 of the ships are gone. But now it says the sea turns to blood. And what's going to happen? All the creatures are going to die. That's in the ocean. Now, water covers 2/3 of this body. Of the earth. 2/3. And all the creatures in the sea gonna rise to the top. You think it's gonna stink? Sure. Then bowl number three. The rivers and springs turn to blood. Now the fresh water's coming. Where are they gonna get bottled water? There ain't gonna be none. Bowl four, the sun scorches the earth. Now, all the sea creatures are dead. All the fish in the rivers are dead. Now the sun's going to get hotter. The sun scorches the earth. Bowl number five, darkness covers the earth now. Bowl number six, the Euphrates River dries up, opens the Valley of Megiddo. This is where the Battle of Armageddon will take place. Had now been to the Valley of Megiddo. It's huge. If you wonder if there's going to be enough room, yeah, there's going to be enough room. That is a huge valley. Bowl number seven, all around, 100-pound hailstones. There's tremendous earthquakes, lightning, and thunder is going to hit the earth. Fourth time period. Battle of Armageddon, the Antichrist and false prophet are captured. Satan's chained and placed in the abyss for 1,000 years of peace on the earth. He's loose for one more time, and then after that, he is put into the lake of fire. And the fifth time judgment, praise the Lamb of God. Sin has ravaged this world and the heavens so much. We see that God says, I know what I'll do. I've done it before, and I think I'll just do it again. I'll just make a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. A place for me and you. A Christmas. Hallelujah. He's gone up to meet him in the air. We in heaven with him for 1,000 years. We enjoy the great marriage supper. Hallelujah. With the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. think about it, folks. Jesus said, we see this stuff happening. We see these things.
Amen.
And the Bible tells me and you to occupy till he comes. What is he saying? Or keep preaching, keep coming to church, keep going after people, keep trying to get people saved, keep about your daily business. Hallelujah. Do what you can do. You run a business, keep running your business. And one of these days, the assistant manager may have to take over because he's going to try to find you. We going to be gone.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karen, when you come, praise his wonderful name. There, things are going to begin to take place that I feel like you and I will see. We're seeing it happen right today. But Jesus said, do not be troubled about what you see, because he said that these things must come to pass. They will have to happen, because God, in his all wisdom, his all knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. He knows what's going on the face of the earth. Listen, folks, we ain't got to worry about, does God know what's happening? Yeah, he knows what's happening, because number one, he's in control of what's going on. He knows exactly what is happening right now. And Jesus said, don't get frightened because of this, because these things must come to pass. These things have got to happen so that Christ will come. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just waiting for the trump of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you what, I'll look back over Pat Mine's life for the last 35 years we've been in ministry. I could retire back when I was 55. I could have with the railroad if I stayed with the railroad. I could have retired. I had 30 years service. Back when I turned 48, I would have had 30 years service with the railroad. I could retire at 55 with full benefits. But God called, and if you know what it is,
Amen.
You have to go.
Right.
You have to go. Now, I would not have missed the ride or anything. I've been in the valleys, I've climbed the mountains, I've been in valleys, and I've climbed mountains, I've been in desert places, all these things. Most of us, if we've been serving God long enough, we know there are valleys, we know there's mountains, we know there's dry places, and there's trials and temptations, but hallelujah, I'm glad to report to you today, and I hope you can report the same thing. After 50 years of serving the Lord, hallelujah, I stand here with victory, I stand here with more victory than I had when I got saved, hallelujah, because all these years I've trusted the Lord, and I got more trust in him today than I've ever had. Why? Because he's never let me down. He knows what he's doing. He guides us. He directs us. And praise the Lamb of God, one of these days we're going to hear the trump of God. And oh, hallelujah, this old body. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. I know every one of us out here. Most of us are, you know, there's some of you young ones. I call you, if you're 50 years old, you're young men.
Thank you.
I said 50, you 55.
Oh,
excuse me. You are 50. You was trying. Most of us, and some of you 50-year-old has, how many of you get up that you hurt most every day somewhere? I do. There's a hurt somewhere. But I just keep going now. But one of these days, guess what? Ooh, hallelujah. When we're changed, the hurt's gone. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The hurt's gone. We don't have to worry about arthritis. We don't have to worry about this, that, and the other. Because why? Because it's going to be a brand new body. Oh, Sister Dorothy, we don't have to worry about having surgery on our eye anymore, because we're going to have perfect vision. One of these days, I won't be wearing these things. Praise the Lamb of God. I have to see an F so I can read and see where I'm going. But one of these days, hallelujah, we're going to have a brand new body. To be able to enjoy a brand new world.
Amen.
We're going to be like children in a candy store. Can you just imagine?
Amen.
Walking into a place that the street you go. Can you imagine that? You know, I got excited when they paved the front of our house years ago when I was growing up. We used to have Georgia red clay dirt on our road. If it rained, you had to pray to get up the hill, man. My mom used to scare me to death trying to go up that hill. We would slip and slide, try to get up the hill and get to our house. But one day, they come by and paved that road with that old black tar, and we were excited. We got black tar in front of my house. We don't have Georgia red clay. But can you imagine how excited we're going to get when we step, oh, hallelujah, inside the gate, oh, hallelujah, with a brand new body, a brand new heaven, and a brand new earth, and we step on the street of gold, hallelujah, and we will be like people in the kingdom, hallelujah, and glory. Hallelujah, explode. Hey, Bobby, let me take you over where you live. I want to see your place, and then I'll take you over to my place. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we'll be able to walk to the throne of God.
Amen.
Have you read about the throne of God in the New Testament, what it looks like? Of all the stones, it's in the foundation of the throne of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Somebody said, Steve, you're going to have a gold guitar. I don't know what's going on, but I could care less what it is. You think that there's music in heaven, folks.
Amen.
There's music in heaven. I don't know if I'll play the guitar. Me and Steve get together, a bunch of others, and just play for about 1,000 years, and go somewhere else. We are going to be like children. I remember, I'm coming to a close. I remember a number of years ago when our grandsons were this tall. We'd give them a buck to go in the dollar store. And it took, well, we got the $5, but we took them. We see Tommy, you got to go to work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I thought you had to leave her. Got to go cut the water. Okay, all right. Be sure you say. Okay, just go stand. You don't bother me. Just stand up. Praise the Lord.
I'll stand up.
Where was I at? I lost my concentration. Oh, yeah. I'd give him $1 to go in. I'd give him $1 to go in the dollar store. It'd take them 20 minutes to pick out a present. Then we decided to give him $5. We should have never done that. It took a half a day. And then to spend that $5, they'd go to this, they'd pick it out and put it in the budget, then they'd see something else, they'd change their mind. Of course, nowadays it's not dollars and $5 anymore, it's just $100 and $200 now. With the grandkids, you know how they get old, the things cost more. But the thing about it, folks, we're going to be like that when we go to that new heaven and we experience that new earth that God created for His church. Hallelujah. We'll be able to see Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, oh hallelujah. Get to be able just to see them face to face. Abraham, faith, man of faith, hallelujah. And talk to old Daniel and talk to Noah and Moses and be able to see them face to face. And even get to go talk to Adam, the first man that God ever created, hallelujah. We get to see him.
That's right.
It will never end. Never, ever end. Are you ready to go to a place that will never end? Are you ready to go to a place you'll never, ever have to say goodbye anymore? Woo, hallelujah. I was thinking about my dad the other day. He'd been gone, what, 42 years, 43 years, 42 years? No, 43 years. This year. I said, sure would like to see you. Just to talk to you. I ain't been able to talk to you in so long. I'd just love to talk to you. And I know you got loved ones on the other side. But one of these days, oh hallelujah, be able to go face to face and get a hug.
Amen.
Never have to say goodbye again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You stand with me. Are you ready? You go to a place that never ends. Are you ready to go to a place of splendor? If you're not ready today, I say today is the day. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, I say right now is the opportunity. Right now is the time. Because there's people here that are ready to pray for you. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior. If you don't know Him, you've never accepted Him. Right now is the time. Right now is the time. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. See, we don't know what even this afternoon holds. We plan on coming back at 4:30, meeting those that's going to Verda with us. We've got choir practice at 5, worship at 6, and we're planning on doing that, but we just don't know. We could wind up in heaven for tonight. We don't know, folks. But if you're not ready this morning, now's the time. Now is the time for you to receive Christ.
Amen.
Didn't know I was going to head this direction when I ended this sermon or this message this morning. I didn't know what direction I would be going in, but God just put on me. If you're lost this morning, if you don't know Jesus, I invite you down to this altar right now. Right now is the opportunity. Right now. If you don't know it, preach out of shame. Hey, don't be ashamed that you're coming down to receive Jesus as your Savior. Praise the Lamb of God. You should be excited about coming down and accepting Him. Because this would be the most awesome decision you'll ever make in your life. To accept Him as your personal Savior. Can you sing that verse, Karen, of course? simple thing is, anybody in this section, if you do raise your hand, I'll come back. Not if you, I'll walk you down now. You want to come down by yourself? Anybody in this section? I'm going to move on. Anybody in this section? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to this section. Is anybody in this section that you're not quite sure that you know Jesus? If you don't raise your hand, I'll come back with you. I'll come back so you can walk down the aisle together. A lot of people have a fear of walking down the aisle by themselves. It's not that scary, but I'll come walk with you. If anybody. Preach that silly. No, it's not. Anybody in this section? You're not quite sure. You're not quite sure, Satan. If the trump of God will sound right now, do you know for a fact that you'd be changed in a moment?
And to worship you this morning. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless, touch every believer that is here. I rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ the believers who are under affliction right now through the enemy. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that the release will come. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, this morning, Father, as we dismiss this service, be with each and every one of us, Father, as we return safely back to your house tonight. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.